Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, please sit down. Oh, you're too kind. Sit down. Oh, they sat down. All right, fine. So, good morning. How you doing? Thanks so much for joining us. Welcome all viewers on Rumble. They're watching the live stream of our show. And you can be part of that. Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. Rumble is for us. And we're doing a live stream now on Rumble because Facebook has banned me because I had the nerve to talk with you about the Epstein files and about all of the disgusting, absolutely disgusting, horrific evidence that are included in those files. And we've just seen just a tiny part. And you cannot convince me that Donald Trump did not go to war with Iran. That Donald Trump went to war with Iran so that we would be distracted from the Epstein files. And he's saying, oh, this war could go on several weeks. God only knows. Lots of, you know, going on for a while. And if anybody in the Trump administration thinks that we are going to forget about the Epstein files or not care about him as much, he is sadly, sadly mistaken. Trump has had very good sense when it comes to political skills and reading the room and all of that. But regarding this, a tragic, tragic mistake. And I've got to believe that at the end of the day, it might all have to do with how he was bailed out with the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. Nothing else would explain having Wilbur Ross, who is the banker for the Rothschilds bank, end up being the Secretary of Commerce. You don't have a banker as Secretary of Commerce. I'm telling you, I think it might be as simple as that. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know what other explanation there possibly could be. One of Donald Trump's harshest critics in the Republican Party votes Republican 90% of the time. He's actually quite good, with his voting record, but he has got deep concerns, as do I, as do an awful lot of us, regarding the Epstein files and why there's no prosecution, and also this war to distract us from the Epstein files. His name is Thomas Massie. He is a congressman from Kentucky, a principled conservative, a very good guy. Here's what he had to say.
Few people in America do make money off of war, and they make a lot of money off of war, so they want the music to keep going. They don't want the music to stop.
Right.
And as soon as, you know, Biden was serious about getting out of Afghanistan and did get us out of Afghanistan, we were still spending $50 billion a year in Afghanistan after 20 years. As soon as he got us out of there, guess what? We start spending an average of $50 billion a year in Ukraine. And now that that's winding down, guess what? This thing in Iran is heating up. And regardless of whether our troops engage directly, those are all American munitions. And those stocks are, you know, the people who run those companies are excited that now, you know, as soon as we deplete our stockpiles, we're going to have to fill them back up. Like, it's not like they're holding a bunch of inventory, but the U.S. government does. This is ostensibly, those are weapons that are supposed to defend us that are now being used. And so they know we'll buy them back. And I have this theory that there's about $50 billion a year of things that need to get blown up and replaced in order for that segment of the economy to stay healthy.
And for Donald Trump, of all the people on this earth who campaigned against these senseless wars in the Middle East, for him now to be leading the charge, bombing Iran two different times, first for the nuclear weapons that they were building, and I'm sure they were building them, by the way. And by the way, the Iranian government was absolutely horrible, human rights violations all over the place. They hated Israel. I mean, they were horrible, horrible people. No one is shedding a tear that these people are gone, that they've been vaporized. No one's shedding a tear. But that should have been done by Israel. Iran is Israel's enemy, and it was up to Israel to do this. And the reason Iran hates America is because back in 53, again, our idiots running the CIA overthrew a democratically elected leader in Iran, somebody in Iran who did not want all their oil to go to British Petroleum, BP. They overthrew him. We overthrew him. We installed the Shah of Iran, who was horrible in his own way regarding human rights, although he was certainly favoring the West. No question about that. He was our dictator. He was our guy. And he screwed over an awful lot of people doing horrible things as well before Khomeini and all these mullahs took over and screwing over people as well. These are horrible people. But all of this can be traced back to our stupid meddling, overthrowing a duly elected government. Same thing with Ukraine. Back in 2013, 14, somewhere in there, we overthrew their duly elected government. Look at Libya. Gaddafi, they said he was crazy, he was whatever. No, he wasn't. He was certainly not our friend, but he was not running a horrible, horrible country with terrible human rights violations. Hillary Clinton helped orchestrate the overthrow of Gaddafi. They killed him. And look at Libya now. No leader, civil war, slave markets in this day and age in Libya. And it's example after example that I can cite regarding the utter and complete stupidity and ineptitude of people in very, very powerful positions in this country who think they can play God. And now this thing with Iran, my fear is that now that we have done Israel's dirty work and destroyed so much of the country, so much of the infrastructure, especially the leadership, do not be surprised, and I hope I'm wrong, do not be surprised if civil wars break out throughout Iran, because there are lots of different groups. And just like with Iraq, lots and lots of different groups, and they could end up being in a terrible, terrible civil war. Don't be surprised if that happens. Look at Libya. Look at Iraq. It just never ends. It just never ends. And here I thought we were electing the Peace Party ticket, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Oh, man, did they talk on and on and on about we should never go into Iran, never have these senseless wars in the Middle East. And now you listen to them, 180-degree turn. Oh, yes, they were going to be attacking us with their limited-range weapons and this, that, and the other. I'm so sad over this, I can't even find the right words. I really can't.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Dimitri Graffiti, the rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Anybody seen Big Willie? You know what the best part of your show is now? The end. The end of it. That's the best part.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Good morning, Vienna, and the 111th Brigade Battalion Engineers Unit. Good morning, Vienna.
No way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be the right day of the deal.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, he looks like me. Oh, this is Dimitri. Oh, yeah, dead.
Graffiti, rules of engagement: do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
I heard they had to get you a big old box of Kleenex to wipe your big tears up to go with your Neutrogena hand cream since I left your show and your ratings dropped.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Macho Man and Mumble Stiltskin, my two favorite callers.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. Do you understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.